Talk Radio Network.
Come on in, sit right down. Keep your hands up, keep your chin down. Shut the door, time to go with Randy Harrison. Knockout Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, Knockout Radio with Randy Harris is about to start. So get ready for the best MMA talk, games, interviews, surprises, and surprises anywhere for Knockout Radio. I'm the voice, Ray Flores, and now here's Knockout Radio.
Hey-o. Hey, everybody.
What is going on, everybody? Coming to you live from Hilton Head, South Carolina. No, that's right. That's where I was supposed to come from.
Oh, you got rained out?
Yeah, I got scared.
Pushed out?
Got pushed out.
Got pushed out by Dorian.
I don't know what scared us more. The fact that there was very little, if any, gas to get us there.
It's true.
Would there have been enough gas to get us back? And they evacuated, I think, Hilton Head yesterday.
Yes, so then you would end up somewhere other than when you're where you intended to go.
We probably would have had to go west, like towards Atlanta, to then come the back way to get back here.
Did you see my Facebook post about running out of gas this week?
No.
I was trying to get gas, and I couldn't find any, so.
You got diesel.
The only thing I could find was diesel.
I didn't get it at first.
As in Joe Diesel Riggs.
Yep.
All right. Check that out on the Book of Face.
Before we get into all the shenanigans, I guess you're going to attempt to have a game or two.
Oh, yeah.
We have a couple interview set up, and I'll run that down to you in a minute. For the Tampa Bay area, I know this is a national show, but for the Tampa Bay area and for Florida State Seminole fans, the passing of Chevin Smith a couple days ago, I don't know if you saw that. It's been posted all over. Chevin played for the Bucks.
Okay.
A really cool dude. I mean, did the player show numerous times. RIP. I don't know what else to say.
Sure.
You know, you're kind of lost for words.
What era did he play in? What years? Or how long ago?
You'd have to Google it. I don't know. If I was to guess, I would say, I don't know.
Okay. I mean, it's not like a young guy, right? It was a veteran. Like
no, he was fairly young.
I mean, like younger, you know, because didn't the Bears just lose a guy? Wasn't there a young guy, like in his 30s or something, just passed away, played for the Bears? I don't really watch football much. I mean, it's not football season yet, so.
I'm looking it up real quick. Chevin, and that's what I was going to guess, the late 90s. It was 98 and 99.
Okay.
And then I almost said that, and it just seemed like so long ago, which it was. Played 19 games. Just a good dude. Not to bring the show down.
Yeah, no, Cedric Benson. Cedric Benson, the former Chicago Bears star, died.
Well, but that was
a motorcycle
crash.
Accident. Yeah, that wasn't.
We talked about it a couple weeks ago,
right?
About Cedric Benson.
Sure.
Not that makes it better or worse, because it doesn't. Still nothing.
Yeah, that's not health. It's not health or untimely, because you do see that with heat exhaustion. You see, you know, high school players, college players, you know, pro players.
Scared to ask this because I know I'm going to get hammered for it, but
okay.
You know, I'm at the point.
But, sure.
Who cares?
You're at the end of the career.
Which is, I am. Do you know something I don't know?
We're just, you know, it's keep going. You can do it.
I don't know if that's good or bad, though. No, I might be excited if I'm at the end of my career.
You're a lifer. You're a legend. You can get away with doing whatever you want at this point.
That's not true either.
You can say whatever you want at this point.
Well, no, this isn't something that's bad. It's one of these, your opinion.
Okay.
Which is better, passing away, you know, like the angel pitcher, you know, or
a holiday.
Or holiday or whatever. Which is better, which is worse?
Okay.
Passing away due to a drug overdose, something that you did to yourself.
Okay. Like self-inflicted.
Self-inflicted stupidity.
Right.
You know, and well, that's what, you know, drugs and stuff is.
Sure.
You know, it's not done on purpose, but to me, that's stupidity. You know, an overdose, taking drugs. That's just me.
Sure.
Never taking drugs, so I don't know. I'm addicted to other things, like
all you can eat crab buffets.
All you can eat. I can't wait for bare knuckle to go back, by the way, to Biloxi.
Could you imagine if, like, drugs were acceptable, or you could, like, post like you do on Facebook about who has the best all-you-can-eat crab legs?
Who has the best crack cocaine? Who's got the buy stash? Right. So that, or, you know, Cedric Benson, tragic.
Sure.
You know, or you pass away in the middle of your sleep, just because.
Right.
Which is better to handle?
I mean, it's always a tragedy when you lose a young life because they have so much potential and promise. But, you know, at the same time, like, if those people aren't going to contribute or give back with their blessings and their money and their time and their energy.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
Yeah, then screw it. Like, no. Because, you know what? Some people have lived a very short life but have a big impact on the world.
Absolutely.
And some people have lived a whole ton of, like, 100 years and done jack nothing for nobody.
Who are you to say just because somebody didn't do anything for the community or for public that they should die early?
Well, no, but what's the point of like living on earth if you don't work on like leaving a legacy behind for the next generation? Like, the whole point of life is to like create life and leave a generation behind and leave the earth in a better place than it was before, and plant a tree and write a book and have a kid. Cycle of life, baby.
No, I mean, I get that, but you know, to say that you haven't done anything in the community.
Yeah, but if you didn't do nothing, I'm not mourning you. I don't care. No, if you did something, if you did something positive, then yeah, I'll support that.
Every day I think
today's your last show
with you, maybe with you. This could be, you know, it could be your last.
Is my logic off there? Is that?
Yeah, it's stupid.
Seriously, yeah, it's like you're stupid. Treating each life is value as you want.
Absolutely,
no, they're not all equal.
So somebody that hasn't done anything to benefit you,
to better people, life, society, something.
But how do you know?
Well, I don't know. That's the thing. But like,
just because somebody's a drug addict doesn't mean that they haven't done something for somebody.
No, I know some great drug addicts that okay. have contributed a lot. I actually probably give back more than anyone else because I forgot about it.
Well, that could be.
Like, here, take that.
I think that's a silly way to look at it.
But I mean, it depends. It depends on if, like, you know, if the death was caused by like your excessive amounts of money or fame, or, you know, like a lot of people pass away because the opportunities they afford themselves because of their success. And
yeah,
and
they do some sports,
athletics, and then they do stupid, risky things because they feel invincible or they're untouchable. So
I felt invincible. That's why I just had that salad.
Yeah, you did. What about your skydiving? Don't you skydive or
something? No, I told that story.
Yeah.
I'll never do it.
What about indoor skydiving?
I've done it.
Okay.
I didn't like it.
Really?
Yeah, it didn't do anything for me.
Didn't feel authentic.
No. You're up in the air a little bit, but it's not like you're. It's no.
Okay. Right. What's the riskiest thing you'll do? Bungee jump?
I won't bungee jump.
No bungee jump.
I've told you the story too. I went up your boy's bungee jump.
Who?
The Bushwhackers used to have a bungee thing out on Madeira Beach.
Right.
And back in the day, I used to write these stories for Sports South. And I would go and experience these things, then write about it. So I went out to Luke and Butch's bungee jump out on Madeira Beach. I went up to it.
Right.
And I said, you know what? This is the stupidest thing. Take me down.
Really?
And I sent somebody else to go do it because I wasn't doing it. But I would probably say the stupidest thing that I have done to date was when we scaled the mountain in Rio de Janeiro.
Okay.
And we walked across the board, and we have photos of it. It's probably an inch and a half board that's drilled into the mountain. And that's what you're walking on, and you're scaling it. And all these knuckleheads, including Jeff Davidson, if you know who that
sure,
is.
The doctor.
Runs across this like nothing. And I scraped my knuckles so bad from holding onto this rope that's connected in, or it was a wire, drilled into this mountain.
Oh, wow.
We had to swim to the island to scale it. So I would probably say that.
Well, speaking of Bushwhacker Luke, he unfortunately closed his 6-year-old Clearwater Beach Fitness on Saturday. So a day of mourning in the
beach. It's not a day of mourning.
No, a day of mourning
for
the beach gym community.
How can you go from saying you're mourning the death of someone to now mourning that the guy is
because the gym is closed. Like, the Clearwater Beach Fitness is closed. So Terry came, Hulk Hogan came, and all the boys came.
Honestly, deep down, you're happy that it's closed. So now you don't have to drive out to Clearwater
Beach. No, because my friend Juan, the master trainer for Luke, bought it from him. And last night, I spent 6 hours moving that gym from one end of the beach to the other, which will be on the beach, and will still be the only gym on Clearwater Beach. And, you know, they say...
Just like a takeoff of Muscle Beach out in California?
No, I mean, it's still indoors.
Right.
I wish it was outdoors, brother. But the great thing is that Juan's going to take it over. Same name, Clearwater Beach Fitness. Terry and Luke will still be there every day. They'll still be working out there, hanging out every day. And
so nothing has changed for Luke.
just a location. Oh, Luke's not the owner now.
Right.
It's Juan.
So nothing.
So now he's free.
He can sit around and do nothing.
He can retire. He's in his 70s. He can just enjoy life.
Good.
So it's good. It's going to be great.
Good for him.
But you know what? They say true friends check into your other friend's place on Facebook. You know, like check in or like.
I don't do any of that.
But I say BS. Like a true friend moves another friend's gym. That's a lot of work.
Good for you. And I certainly do want to thank you and appreciate that you didn't ask me to join you.
No.
No, I appreciate it.
Yeah, I mean, you're like the same age as Luke. I'm not going to. You're an idiot.
All right, scheduled to come on today's program. After this first break, we're going to reach out to the Steamroller. That would be Matt Friola. Fights here in Tampa.
Tampa, hometown.
What's not his hometown?
Hometown fight.
It's not his hometown.
Home base.
Maybe home base, but not hometown. He's from New York.
How long? What constitutes a home base? Like, because it's like fighting out of Coconut Creek, Florida. Like, right. But that's just what he trained for. Like, right. Like Poirier is fighting out AT&T, but he's from Louisiana.
Oh, he's now a cell phone salesman.
Yeah, AT&T. AT&T. Yeah. Reach out and touch someone. Like, he's well, trying to reach out and touch Khabib. Yeah,
he most certainly is. No, that's where he's fighting out of, right. But that's not his hometown. But Tampa's not his hometown. Now, he lived here for a while. He trained at Matt Arroyo's, I believe.
Gracie South.
Yep, Gracie South. So Matt will be on. Then our good friend, Max Payne.
Max Payne.
Max Griffin will be on, and he'll be in studio the week of and probably the day after.
I'll be using my walkout song suggestion, like the Wu-Tang Clan, Method Man.
I don't know what any of that means, and more importantly, don't care. And then, of course, a quarter past the hour, we'll have Julian Lane on, your brother from another redheaded mother.
Who wore best in this episode of Who Wore Best? Both red Mohawk warriors.
Who wore it best? Who are you comparing them to?
Julian and myself.
Oh, of course him.
No way. I'm a gladiator. He might be a warrior, but I'm a gladiator.
Can I say idiot?
Let's get it on.
Really? That's really? You want to get it on?
I just hurt my knuckle.
First of all,
I was scaling a mountain in Rio. Look.
First of all,
yes.
What you just said, when you get sued by Big John McCarthy and Mills Lane, I had nothing to do with.
Oh.
That's anything that comes out of your pothole is not part of Knockout Radio, the Can Talk Radio Network, any of that stuff. We want no part of anything that you're going to do. So let's go hit this break real quick. When we come back, we'll reach out to Matt Friola, find out what's going on with him as he gets ready to come back to his former home base here in Tampa, Florida. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by Ape Man Strong and Stapsaw.
When I think back on all the crap I learned in high school, it's a wonder I can think at all. And my lack of education.
Tampa Bay's TAN Talk. Entertaining and informative radio for the Sunshine State.
Hi, this is Herschel Walker, and I tell everyone out there, listen, y'all need to listen to Knockout Radio.
Ape Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you're bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are Ape Man Strong.
What were you doing 10 years ago? For me, I founded the Tour de Pizza, Tampa Bay's only cycling-themed pizzeria, where we combine gourmet pizza with an active lifestyle. Home of the world-famous pizza diet? At Tour de Pizza, we truly have a pizza for everybody. Classic New York style, Chicago deep dish, whole wheat low carb, Blackstone millet grain-free, and cauliflower crust, to name a few. Proudly serving the greater St. Petersburg area for the past decade and running. Two locations, one great pizza, that's Tour de Pizza.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
The Press Box Sports Emporium is Tampa's favorite place to watch the big game. Known for their chicken wings and the best burgers in town, the Press Box also features a full menu, daily happy hours and specials, and of course a special menu for the kids. Check out the new 12 draft system, or the boxing, or WWE pay-per-view parties. Go to PressBoxSports.com for more information and money-saving coupons. Proudly serving South Tampa for over 20 years. The PressBox Sports Emporium at 222 South Elm Avery in Tampa.
Don't turn it off now. You need this stuff. Tampa Bay's Tan Talk Radio Network.
This is Mike Evans with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, and you're listening to Knockout Radio.
The 8824 4th Street North, as always, brought to you by 8 Man Strong and the Staff Zone.
Matter of fact, I was just putting in an order for some new 8 Man Strong swag.
They just came out with a new three tri-color hoodie with like the red, like it looks like headphones. So I take an extra large, please.
Yeah, I didn't say that I put in an order for you.
For us.
Is there a...
We'll send it to your house and I'll just pick it up.
No.
Oh.
We're going to go with no.
Well... No. I was all 8 Man out last night while I was moving that gym across the beach.
I saw. All right, so do you want to tell me any of these games that we're going to play over the next 2 hours, or should we wait until after Matt's
on? Yeah, let's wait until after Matt's on. Let's talk to Matt. Let's catch up with him.
Yeah, Matt's coming up momentarily. Yeah. Chill your sneakers.
So where did we see him fight last? Was that Atlanta, 236?
That's right. You were in Atlanta.
I was there.
That's when you were Ubering.
I was there. I was Ubered Cejudo to the airport. Without me, he would have missed his flight.
That probably would have been good for him.
Why?
Might have humbled him a little.
What do you mean? He's getting ready to fight in the Intergalactic War champion, Area 51.
Intergalactic.
He's fighting aliens, and like they're storming the Area 51 in a couple weeks. Aren't you going?
No.
Can we broadcast live from there? I want to. Randy, we should broadcast live. I mean, Henry Cejudo wants to fight a woman for like the intergender championship, so why not fight an alien? Or maybe fight a hurricane. He can fight like Dorian. Well, I don't know.
I don't. Do you
the guy wants to, the guy just wants to fight. He just wants to fight anybody and anything.
I don't think he does.
You think he talks about it?
Yeah.
You don't think he really wants to throw down? He doesn't fight Uriah Faber. He's like throwing shade on Faber now. I don't know what he's doing. I mean, but he just wants to fight. He wants to throw hands.
Yeah, but I think he's playing the gimmick.
Yeah.
You know, and the gimmick is wearing thin.
Right. He's triple champ, the triple C.
Which he is.
You like the gimmick?
I mean, it's. No, it's wearing on me.
Yeah.
You know, I think, you know, calling out, you know, that he wants to fight a female. I think that.
He said he wanted to fight. Didn't he say he wanted to fight Cyborg or Shevchenko?
Yeah, Shevchenko. He's not.
Because he'd have to go over to Bellator to fight Cyborg.
How about that?
The biggest women's contract in history?
Allegedly. You know, again, we'll never know for sure.
How do you feel about Bellator signing Cyborg? Maybe one of the most dominant women fighters of all time? Ever? Do you think it's good for the promotion? I mean, he took Bader over there. He's a triple, double champ. I mean, they got some big names in that Bellator fighting league.
Bader fights this weekend.
They're against Czech, Congo, your boy.
That's not my boy. I told you that story. We were in Columbus for the Arnold. And we were at a restaurant, and the server's like, oh, my God, the greatest MMA fighter of all time was just in here. And I'm thinking, well, I'm sitting with Couture. Who else? And he was talking about Czech Congo. And I was with a couple of UFC representatives, and we just chuckled.
Where's he from, Czech?
France.
Okay. Not from the Congo.
No.
I told me it was a nickname. I was like, you know, signing out of...
And I love, as we're waiting to get a hold of Matt here, I love that the UFC on Saturday starts at 2 o'clock.
Do you?
I love it.
Did you watch the China fight last week?
Like, no.
Because it started at 3 a.m. and the main event was on at like 8 a.m.
I woke up in time to watch the co-main and the main. But the problem when it's in like Vegas or California, I'm asleep by the time the co-main event.
Sure. Of course.
You know, and I kind of like look over and I see, all right, they're still fighting. And I go back to sleep.
Right. I mean, yeah, I think everybody does that.
Well, I do that when I'm there too.
Yeah, I've seen you. I'm Meteoro.
Well, whatever.
I've been behind you. I've massaged your head while you're sleeping.
It's a shame because I had you really hooked up for the Tampa show.
I know. But
you were in the 300 level.
But yeah. But no, I don't know. I mean, it's just hard unless you're a true diehard fan of like UFC to watch the fights.
MMA.
in the morning.
Have to be UFC.
Or MMA. But to watch it that early in the morning, to wake up at 3 a.m. to like catch the prelims.
Not doing that.
I mean, you have to cut your evening short to be there.
How do you not like 2 in the afternoon? Now the Bucks can watch it before they go to the hotel for Saturday night. But let's get started.
Okay.
Tampa card right around the corner.
It's coming up.
And you can ask Matt, because this is home base, but it's not his hometown. So let's welcome back to the program. Since last time he was on, he fought in Atlanta, Matt Friola. Matt, how are you?
Good. How you guys doing?
Not too bad. How's things up in New York? I'm getting some feedback back to the station.
It's going good. I just got a good session in. I'm about to head home, get some food, and then go back out to Longo and Weidman and get some more training in tonight.
What's it like training with those guys and training, you know, at that camp and at that school and on that team?
Oh, it's awesome. You know, I was at Sarah BJJ last night getting my jiu-jitsu in, and there was about 10 black belts on the mat. You know, got great roles in with Aljamain Sterling and a bunch of other guys. And we actually got Liza Theodora up here training with us for a couple weeks. So it's cool training with him. And getting my sparring in with Ally Quinta, you know, it's awesome training with all these high-level guys.
Is it strange to see the Prince of Disney training in mixed martial arts?
the Prince of Disney?
That's Elias. Come on, we all know that.
Yeah.
We've talked about it. He's been on the show numerous times. He could walk through the gates of any Disney property, and they would hire him to be the prince within 4 seconds.
Yeah, that's a good one. Yeah, he's a man.
What's the thoughts coming back to your former home base, you know, a place that you fought numerous times here in Tampa? And is that an advantage or a disadvantage?
You know, as soon as the UFC announced that they're moving the card from San Francisco to Tampa, I immediately called Matt Arroyo and told him that I want to get on that card. You know, I love Tampa. Tampa is my second home. I lived down there for about 7 years. I started my fighting career down there, and I knew that when the UFC would come to Tampa that I would get on that card. And you know, I wouldn't say it's an advantage or disadvantage, but just being familiar with the area and being able to put on a show for my friends and family and down there is something real special to me, and I can't wait.
So I'm assuming that there'll be UFC posters with your face on it, plastered all over the University of Tampa and all over the gyms in Tampa. And what will it be like? Because that crowd is going to be your crowd. So what's it going to be like to hear that many people? And I know you have fans all over the place, but, you know, all the friends, all the family, all the people that watched you as you fought your way up through the RFC and everything else and going to school here. What's that going to be like? What do you anticipate that to be like?
It's going to be awesome. You know, I'm looking forward to it. You know, when that cage door closes, though, and that bell rings and it's me, my opponent, and the referee, you know, I'm not really going to be worried about anything else except sticking to my game plan and putting this guy away.
Obviously, I hate to ask questions that hasn't happened yet, but can you really do that? Will you be able to forget when that door locks that you are fighting in Tampa?
Yeah, definitely. You know, every fight I have, it doesn't really matter where the fight is. It's always the same octagon, and you know, it's always a guy standing, a body standing across from me that I need to take out. So I think mainly the plus of having it be in Tampa is you know, the after party, the fight week, being familiar with my surroundings there, and just like I said, being able to put on a great fight for everyone who's supported my career coming up to this point. I can't wait.
What's your thoughts on your opponent, Luis Pena?
He's great. You know, he's a real good fighter. You know, he's tall. Another. I got another real tall lightweight that I got to fight. Another tall southpaw. So I'm pretty familiar with how to fight these tall southpaws, and I'm getting pretty good at it. He's a good striker, a good wrestler, comes out of a good camp, and he's got a lot of hype on him, and that's exactly the kind of guy I want to fight.
What do you look for when you're getting ready for your next opponent, or is it when the UFC calls, this is who they're offering, and it's really not who you're looking for, it's who they're offering?
You know, it's kind of who they offer, you know, who they offer. Matt Arroyo looks at him, tells me about the fight, tells me what he thinks, and I talk with Longo, and then you know we all agree that we like the fight, and you know when I look at it, I look at his stance, whether he's a southpaw or orthodox. I look whether he's a striker or a grappler. I look where he's strong at. I look at how he wants to fight, and I don't really obsess too much about watching too much film. But I like to look at like tendencies, and then we come up with the game plan, and we start dialing in, and I get in the best shape of my life, and then I get to go in there and stick to this game plan and finish this guy.
Matt, how does your training change? How has it changed once you found out who your opponent is, and how will it change what we're about 6 weeks out over the next 3 weeks as you're getting closer, you know, to being at the top position and you know for this fight?
You know, before I got the fight news, I was training hard. We have a lot of guys with fights coming up here. You know, I was helping out my buddy Cass, who fought for Bellator a couple weeks ago. We got a bunch of guys who are fighting for Ring of Combat in a couple weeks. So, you know, all these high-level fighters, I'm helping them get ready. And then as soon as I get my news, it's time to start dialing into a specific opponent. I got this opponent now. Now I got guys giving me tall looks. I got tall guys, and we got to really dial in and sharpen all my weapons to go in there and finish this guy.
Before I let you go, I have to ask, Saturday, which we were talking about, I'm going to like, it'll be about 6, maybe 7 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. Khabib and Poirier are going to finally do this. Who do you like in that fight?
You said Khabib or Poirier, is that what you said?
Yeah.
Man, it's hard to go against Khabib. You know, he's undefeated. And but I really like Dustin Poirier. I think he's been an underdog his entire career, and I look at that Michael Johnson fight with Khabib, how Michael Johnson was able to rock him, and I think that people are sleeping on Dustin, and I always like to go with the underdog. I don't know what it is, but I find myself rooting for an underdog a lot. So I'm gonna go with Poirier.
Well, and the underdog thing might be something that Matt Serra has rubbed off on you.
Yeah, I think so. Him and Wiseman. Right?
Exactly. Yeah. Matt, thank you very much for your time. We're going to put you on hold so I can get your address to send you out another care package from 8 Man Strong. And looking forward to having you back in town.
Awesome, man. Can't wait.
Talk to you soon. That is Matt Friola. That will be October 12th. At Emily Arena. We do have some tickets to give away. We are also going to give away some Bare Knuckle FC tickets for the following week on the 19th before they even go on sale. We gave away some UFC tickets before they went on sale. BKFC, what number?
Eight. Number eight.
Goes on sale tomorrow.
Oh.
Bigfoot Silva versus Gonzaga.
Gonzaga.
Allers versus Julian Lane. Who are you picking in that? You said you like them both.
I'm conflicted. Like, I like both those guys. Obviously, Julian has a keen sense of style. So I gotta like the style. But Jim's a cool dude and a warrior, man. He knocked out Garcia last VK7. Knocked out in the first round. Well, Leonard Garcia.
Does it really matter if they're good, cool people on who you pick? Can you separate the two? I just don't pick. That's how I don't get involved in it.
Or just don't watch.
No, I'll watch. I'm going to be there.
Oh, okay. Well,
I got your seat picked out for that as well.
Ooh, am I in the ring?
You're in the 200 level.
Oh.
You get great photos from up there.
Bird's eye view?
Yeah, but you get great photos. It's good stuff.
Well.
All right, let's go hit this bottom of the hour break so we can stay on track.
That's not a bad seat in the house.
No, that's definitely true. unless you're in it. If you're in the squared circle, that is a bad seat. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by Ape Man Strong and Staff Zone. We'll be right back.
She's the only one that I've been dreaming of. Maybe someday she will be on.
Tampa Bay's TAN Talk. Entertaining and informative radio for the Sunshine State.
This is Mike Allstott, and you're listening to Knockout Radio.
Ape Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you're bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are Ape Man Strong. On Saturday, October 13th, the Humane Society of Tampa Bay will host the 2018 Tuxes and Tails Fundraising Gala at the Tampa Convention Center. Nordic Knights will offer an enchanted evening in a wintry land. Join the fun that features a live and silent auction, a cocktail hour with complimentary wine and beer, dinner and dessert, live entertainment featuring adoptable pets, after party, and cigar bar on the waterfront. For more details or to purchase tickets, go to tuxtailstampa.com or humanesocietytampa.org.
What were you doing 10 years ago? For me, I founded the Tour de Pizza, Tampa Bay's only cycling-themed pizzeria, where we combine gourmet pizza with an active lifestyle. Home of the world-famous pizza diet? At Tour de Pizza, we truly have a pizza for everybody. Classic New York style, Chicago deep dish, whole wheat low carb, flaxseed millet grain-free, and cauliflower crust, to name a few. Proudly serving the greater St. Petersburg area for the past decade and running. Two locations, one great pizza, that's Tour de Pizza.
This is Randy Harris for Mick for Hair at Gottsplit End Salon in Pinellas Park, our official hair care and grooming provider who caters to everyone, women, men, kids, and senior citizens in an affordable, upscale environment staffed with the most talented professionals in the business. Visit Mick for Hair at Gottsplit Ends today at 4376 Park Boulevard in Pinellas Park or call them at 727-290-9873.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? Staff Zone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
This is Franco Harris with Randy Harris on Knockout Radio.
All right, we are back live from the Pizza
Live,
88th Avenue and 4th Street in St. Pete. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by Ape Man Strong and Staff Zone. The Pizza Guy's coming up soon.
Oh, yeah.
Max Griffin.
Max Payne.
Yep. He'll be coming up in about 15 minutes. Khabib Poirier this weekend.
Big fight.
Paul Felder is your co-main event.
Paul Felder's looking good recently. He's looking good.
Yeah, he's looking good.
Is he a better fighter or commentator?
I don't know. I don't really listen to the commentator, to be honest. You know, there's certain people I like to listen to.
Right.
And there's certain people...
You tolerate.
I tolerate, and then there's certain people I tune out.
All right.
Like, I don't like listening to Dominic Cruz.
Yeah.
I just don't like listening to
him. We don't have much presence. He doesn't care.
I think he comes across as knowledgeable,
right,
but kind of cocky. But that is Dominic Cruz.
Sure.
Dominic Cruz is cocky.
Sure.
So I don't enjoy listening to him as much as I enjoy listening to others. And how about what's recently come out, and no surprise here, that Scott Coker reached out to Dana White in the UFC about having a cross promotion, Ryan Bader versus Daniel Cormier.
Wow.
Now, of course, they want no part of that.
That would be awesome.
It would be, but it would be something that the UFC would never do. It doesn't serve a purpose for the UFC to do that. And Ryan's our guy. You know, I was there in the press conference when Bader came and Cormier and Bader kind of went after each other, and we thought that was going to be an upcoming fight.
Right.
And then, you know, Ryan went one direction, DC went the other. And yeah, I would love to see it, but the top, and let's be honest, the UFC is the top.
Right.
You know, Bellator is a close second,
sure,
but it is the top. Why would the top ever do anything
that benefits
another organization.
Right.
What happens if
they overshadow them or overtake them in the market?
Right.
But signing big headliners like Cyborg and champions with double straps like Bader definitely tends to.
Well, they didn't sign Bader with double straps. Yeah, they signed Bader, who then went on to win.
Well, yeah, double straps. I mean, they're getting top level, top quality guys and girls to compete on the open market.
I just thought it was a little interesting. So, all right, we got a couple minutes here before our next break. What's your little toy?
Do you want to play a game?
What's your game?
All right. Well, so we were talking about like hometown. Like,
now, what was that movie where the computer goes, "Do you want to play a game?" Do you know which? And the computer takes
science?
Over.
That weird science where the girl comes to life.
No. War game. Yeah, thank you.
We got the live studio audience chiming in.
Now that's another movie you cannot ever mention when you're guessing the title.
I wouldn't mention it anyway because I don't know what it is.
It's like a chess game or something.
Oh, it's like Russia versus the U.S.?
Yeah, well, and then, you know,
it's like a Khabib versus Poirier.
Yep.
It's like,
did you see the picture of Khabib walking down the stairway?
The Golden Steps in Dubai.
It was like 10,000 people behind him. All right, get to your game before the break.
Well, we're talking about hometown, like where people are fighting out of, where they're from. According to CagesidePress.com.
I think I found a new co-host, by the way.
I know, that guy's awesome.
I think he knows
He's more got more knowledge than I do.
Than you do, that's for sure.
According to CagesidePress.com, as of April 18th of 2019,
okay,
only 24 states of the United States have yielded a UFC champion. Would you like to take a guess on... Do you know the 24 states that a UFC champion have come from?
No, I probably don't. But, you know, you could guess on some. New York is obviously, you know, one. That's easy.
So there are four that are the top. There's four top states that produce the most. New York is one. And because they were one of the last to go legalize in MMA.
Oh, that doesn't mean anything. What does that mean?
Well, they're behind, don't you think?
No.
You don't think people moved out of state to, like, fight so they could?
You said hometown.
Well, home state.
Home state. So, like... John Jones' home state is New York.
Well, he's fighting out of Albuquerque.
Right. Well, you said home state.
I don't know where they claim John Jones, but New York is definitely top four states.
Well, you got Matt Serra and Weidman and
the best fighters.
Well, the champions.
Produce a champion.
Nevada.
Nevada is.
Somebody's Nevada. Somebody.
But, Nevada is one.
But again, you don't know if it's fighting out of or home state.
Well, yeah, it doesn't. It just says that these are the 24 states where the champs are listed from.
Okay. Louisiana.
Louisiana is one.
Okay. California.
California is the number one.
Okay.
With 15 champions.
Washington.
Washington is the number four.
Really?
With five champions.
I wouldn't have thought they had that many. Of course, Randy would probably have gotten out of Washington. How many states have I said so far?
Three.
Texas.
Texas is on there.
Of course, Johnny Hendricks. I'm trying to think of champions. I can't even think of champions right now.
Thinking of states?
Well, but I'm trying to think of the champions and then thinking, you know, of where they're out of and stuff. I don't know. Give me some more.
Hawaii?
Yeah, that is a state.
Minnesota? By Pettis? Showtime Pettis?
Is he out of Minnesota?
Yeah, he fights out of Minnesota.
I don't think so, but whatever.
Well, that's where he lives. That's where
okay.
he's from.
Go ahead.
Wisconsin?
Who's that?
It
doesn't say names.
No, it doesn't say names. It just says states. New Mexico, Colorado, New Jersey. Michigan, Pennsylvania, Kentucky, Nebraska, Missouri, Oklahoma, Illinois, Tennessee, Nevada, Maine, Iowa.
Oh, how did I not get Maine? Big Tim Sylvia. See, and that's why, and we didn't, you know, obviously go over this, or I would have thought of fighters.
Sure.
And that's how you go with the states. And Big Tim, obviously.
And Arizona. And of course... The great state of the president of the Randy regime, who just turned a year older with a lap around the sun, Ohio.
Yeah, well, that's obvious because your heavyweight champ is from Ohio.
Yeah, and Franklin, the math teacher.
The math teacher, yep.
Yeah. So George, like that, George Gazelle.
But I could. Well, he was not a champion.
Well, he's from Cincinnati.
Right. Well, there's
Cincinnati.
Well, he's not from there. Well, he's from Brazil.
Right. Well, yeah. Well, we have one by the countries if you want to play that game.
You could do that. You know, somebody did that. Somebody asked at one of the scrums, and I don't remember who it was, but, you know, they were trying to go over and think of the different countries that have had UFC champions.
Well, there's 14 countries that have had a UFC champion.
Okay. I'm going to go with the United States.
Okay.
All right. Without looking. So you're looking. So you can't play along.
What do you mean I can't look? I can't play along.
You can't play along. You're looking at the list.
It's my game. You don't need to look. You don't need to look and tell you if you're right or wrong.
Oh no, I'm saying.
All right, so we can definitely say China now,
which wouldn't be on that list. I'm sure it's not updated. Canada, obviously, England, Brazil,
Australia,
Japan,
Brazil.
I already said Brazil.
Romero ever went in there? Cuba? Is Cuba in there?
Romero hasn't. No.
France?
No.
Congo never won nothing? Or
no.
Nagano?
No.
Belarus
or wherever Orlovsky's from or whatever the country's called these days?
Kyrgyzstan? Kazakhstan?
I don't
know. There's 14. That's actually what I wrote down in my notes. It's like there's
I love your notes.
14 countries.
I love your notes. In purple, no less.
Now I have to go back and find that website because I got off that page.
You should have stayed on it.
I know, but I didn't know you were going off of it.
This was an absolutely
there
awful
you go.
Game.
So there are 195 countries in the world. Only 14 have produced UFC champion. Belarus.
That's Orlovsky.
Ireland.
Obviously,
McGregor.
Right.
England. Bisping.
Bisping.
New Zealand.
Who is that Whitaker?
Is it? It doesn't say. It doesn't say who the champion was, but it just says, the Bushwhackers. They were.
They're not from New Zealand.
They are.
Where are they really from? Clearwater?
Dunedin. Kazakhstan.
I wonder who that is.
Khabib.
Yeah. I was being sarcastic.
Okay. Poland.
Oh, yeah. Well, that would be Joanna.
And
you're looking at me like you're lost.
No, I was like, Paul, I was like, Netherlands. Who would be from the Netherlands?
That one for the UFC? This is a UFC title?
Yeah. Would it be Gustafsson? Did he win?
Yeah, it's Gustafsson. I'm turning
Where's
your mic
Where's he
off.
From? The Netherlands?
Sweden.
Same thing. What's the difference?
He hasn't won a world title.
Okay, well, somebody from there won. Nigeria. Two champions. All right.
I can't wait for Max to come on. Just
Russia.
Turn your mic off.
Japan. Canada with three champions. Brazil with 15 champions. And the United States with 63 champions.
Perfect.
But I don't know who's from the Netherlands. Who won in the Netherlands?
Boss Rutten.
Is that where he's from? He's not selling the boss fighting system on eBay.
You know you want one of those.
I do. I read the reviews, and if it wasn't for like the fact that the reviews are terrible, I would have bought one. In theory, it looks cool.
We'll reach out to Boss, but you know what's cool?
The show's ending.
No,
the segment.
No, that you're done, and now we can get Max on. Max Payne, what's up?
Yo, what's good? How's it going?
Not too bad, but. What's going on with you out in CA?
Man, I'm back in the States. It's mighty nice.
I saw the
nice
photo.
In America.
I saw the photo. What was that trip like?
It was interesting. It was okay the first few days. You know, I mean, it's cool. It's a different experience, but it's way different. It's like another planet out in China.
The best part, Max, though, is the fact that they fly you out there. They put you up. So it's. I know you're there working, but it's not costing you what it would normally cost to go to a place like China.
Yeah, no. I mean, it was better. I mean, you know, Anthony paid for it. But, you know, we got the W, you know what I mean? Anthony went out there, Hernandez went out there, and, you know, won his first UFC fight. Those, you know, it's always good to win. And took down a, you know, hometown guy, and... we're back in business, man. I've never been so happy to see Panda Express. I'll tell you that.
What was, before we start talking about you and your fight here in Tampa, and we're looking forward to that, how did the fans treat you guys, you know, as, you know, the bad guys coming into their country fighting their fighter?
Pretty good. I don't know if they were bullshitting us or faking us, but they were pretty nice, you know, and the interviews and the talks. I mean, because it is business, you know what I mean? Although they didn't obviously want us to win. I don't think they like South Koreans that much, you know? We had more fans at the weigh-ins than that guy did, you know, because we're in China. I think they're beefing. South Korea and China are not the best of friends, so...
All right. And I just got word that we heard you say, you know, bull stuff. So just wanted everybody to know that it was bull stuff you said, right?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah. How difficult has it been, if at all, the fight that you have coming up here in Tampa? Originally was scheduled for San Francisco. Luckily, I didn't book my flight. You know, I told you I was going to come out for it. Luckily, I waited. Did that bother you at all, that, you know, when they moved it and when things were up in the air, or that doesn't even come into play?
Not at all. Honestly, I was told I was going to fight on the Sacramento card, which was back in July. So I was ready to fight then, and they said, hey, maybe 241, ready to fight then, you know, San Francisco, ready to fight then, and now it's Tampa, so I'm just happy to get on the card, to sign a contract, and I like Florida. I hope everything's going fine now. I know that hurricane's coming, and I was in China during last week, so the news isn't too good out there, but I don't know if that's going to play a factor in that, and
I'm kind of curious about that. It's no factor at all. You know, we're on the East Coast. We haven't even gotten rain. It's passed. You know, on the East Coast, we're on the West Coast. It's already probably up by Georgia by now. Matter of fact, it's parallel to Jacksonville, so it's
almost out of the state.
We were supposed to go on vacation to South Carolina, and that all got canceled because they evacuated and stuff. But now everything will be fine. It won't change anything. The West side has not even gotten any weather, so it certainly won't affect anything in any fight, you know, that is in 6 weeks. I did want to ask you a question. You know, we hear this, and I joke about it, and I joke about it on the show, and I joke about it on Twitter, but maybe you can really sit me down and answer this. What is a stern warning? I hate when these refs are, that's a stern warning.
I just think they're trying to be tough, trying to be extra tough. You know, I mean, a warning is a warning. So,
do you think there even should be warnings? I mean, everybody knows, the fighters know, the refs know, the judges know, you know, what is a foul? If you grab the fence, if you, you know, hit into the back of the head, you know, if whatever, why a warning? Because people know you're going to continue to do whatever until you get those warnings, and then the stern warning. And
no,
then
that's true. The warning. I mean, when I fought that Russian guy back in April, he grabbed the fence like 8 times, you know?
Right.
You know, maybe one warning, maybe, but no more than one. You know,
it
most
absolutely
of the time, I mean,
Go ahead. Sorry. Yeah, it just drives me crazy. A warning, you know not to grab the fence. But if you know that you're going to get a warning and you grab the fence and you don't get a warning, that's like a freebie. So you know you can grab it again, and you can, like happened in your fight, you can continue to do it until you finally get the warning and then the stern warning. To me, it's just a joke.
Yeah, now that you're saying, talking about this, I don't think there should be any warning. You know?
I agree. You know, and
I mean,
if you
I'd
grab...
say the only maybe warning you could get is, you know, if you have your fingers out or something like that. Maybe that could be a warning, you know, when you're trying to touch for distance. But other than that, there shouldn't be any kind of warnings.
All right, then I talked you into it. Well, I was going to have
good
you.
Good job.
Yeah.
Way to go, Randy.
Max, that's a mic drop. I'm done. I'm going to let Matt take over for the rest of the show. How does training change for you, you know, once you, and I just asked Matt Friola the same thing, you know, once you know your opponent, or once you know, the date of your next fight, does it change at all?
It does. I mean, I'm always obviously working on myself and getting better cardio, speed, timing. But, you know, every guy's different. You cannot fight every guy the same. You can't. we're all different. You know, there's strengths and weaknesses, opportunities on every opponent. Not even weaknesses, just opportunities that may work for you better than others. So you just kind of put, you do the same stuff, but then you start adding stuff, working on certain things and, you know, certain looks. You have to. I mean, that everyone's so good. I mean, you have to know. Say your guy got a vicious right hand, right hook. You need to be practicing blocking that left hook, getting out of the way of that right hook. If you're not, then you're behind, you know?
But can't you then overthink it as well? If you're so worried about that left hook and you're looking at the left hook and you're worried about the left hook, you know, then, you know, Stipe makes a change and starts throwing, you know, kidney punches and, you know, we see what happens.
Yeah, I don't know what the hell happened there, what the heck happened there. That was, I don't know how you get, you know, someone lands 13 body shots in a row on you and you don't defend. I don't know, but that's neither here nor there, but, you know, you can't focus 100% on it. No, I understand about, you know, worrying about what your opponent's going to do. You just got to be conscious of it.
Sure.
You know, if you've been feeling how to protect, then you'll be, when time comes, you'll be there to protect that left hook.
I know that Matt, you have a question, but I just want to throw this real quick. I think what happened when you just said what happened, so many of you athletes, George Gagel, one of my closest friends, you know, a 47-degree black belt, I'm making that up, you know, refused to take fighters to the ground to use his jiu-jitsu, and he would say that. He wanted to beat his opponent at their best, not his best, and I think that's what happened with Cormier. He wanted to prove a point. He wanted to stand. He thought that he could win the same way he won the first time, and it didn't work out that way.
Was that an odd fight for you?
Yeah.
I was perplexed. Like the whole fight, they're both walking in with their hands down, all the way down. Stipe is just letting DC just come in his range, and I don't know. To me, it was an interesting fight. Like
it definitely was, and I think Stipe was trying to prove that you can't knock me out again. All right, Matt, I know you got this question.
Hey,
go ahead.
Hey, Max, how important is a walkout song for you? I mean, is it something where you just pick a song, or it doesn't matter, you just come out, because, you know, or do you put thought behind it? Because if you do, I have a song request for you.
There's definitely thought behind it. I mean, I've had songs that I ran with forever, and then I change them, and then, you know, in certain countries, I could play different kind of songs, you know. Now I'm not so I have to play the song, but it has to be good. It has to make sense. It has to be in context.
Have you ever used Method Man's Bring the Pain?
I have not.
Because I would suggest you put I Came to Bring the Max Payne Hardcore from the Brain as you walk out. That's the lyrics. That's the lyrics. I would insert Max Payne Griffin in that line, and I would come out to the Method Man Wu-Tang Clan Shaolin Kung Fu style.
More importantly, Max, what's the process? Do you have to reach out to the artist, or, you know, to ask permission? Can you automatically use it? What's that process like?
We can use pretty much everything. We just got to send it to Heidi out there, and she does all that. So I don't know. She asked us about a week out, what song do we want? And then she does all that on the back end.
So I gotcha. And then maybe they reach out, but of course now that IMG LMNOP owns the UFC, right. You know, which is a lot of the musicians and stuff, they have, you know, closer access. When do you get to town? I know that we talked about some stuff, and obviously we're going to do the pizza after your fight, but when do you get to town? Are you going to hang out a little bit and go back and, you know, after with Busch Gardens at the beach?
My manager's been asking me, hey, the UFC travels, you know, wants to know when you're going to fly out, so I have to decide, but I do want to stay. I love Tampa, man. I love that area. So I'll probably fly out normal time, either on that Saturday or Sunday. But I'll stay, probably till Wednesday, Tuesday, Wednesday, maybe Wednesday.
Okay, well, I'll get a holler later, and we'll get a plan of a couple things that we can set up and enjoy the victory afterwards, and, you know, and just have a good time for a couple of days.
Definitely. No, I'm really stoked to come back there. I love Tampa. The East Coast is treating me well, and I love it.
It's going to be a good time. Max, let's put you on hold real quick, get your address so we can send you out another care package from 8 Man Strong, and I'm sure we'll talk to you again before you get back to Tampa.
Heck yeah. Thanks always for having me on, man. Much love to both you guys.
Max is bringing the pain.
That is,
he's bringing the pain.
He's one of the Randy regime. He always will be. He is a cool, cool dude. Looking forward to having him here in Tampa. I was going to the card in San Francisco just to go see Max. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong and Staff Son. My face, watching every
move on her face. She said, look, what's your game?
Tampa Bay's Tan Talk, entertaining and informative radio for the Sunshine State.
8 Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8 Man Strong.
What were you doing 10 years ago? For me, I founded the Tour de Pizza, Tampa Bay's only cycling-themed pizzeria, where we combine gourmet pizza with an active lifestyle. Home of the world-famous pizza diet? At Tour de Pizza, we truly have a pizza for everybody. Classic New York style, Chicago deep dish, whole wheat low carb, flaxseed millet grain-free, and cauliflower crust to name a few. Proudly serving the greater St. Petersburg area for the past decade and running. Two locations, one great pizza, that's Tour de Pizza.
Got bills? Looking for work, but nobody is hiring? Staff Zone is. As the leading provider of commercial construction, industrial, and special event staffing throughout the Southeast and Texas, Staff Zone has plenty of work to go around, and they need you now. Don't wait. Go now to www.thestaffzone.com and find a branch closest to you. Work today, get paid today. That's the Staff Zone way.
WTAN Clearwater
FM 106.1
WDCF Dade City
FM 102.3
WZHR Zephyr Hills
FM 104.3
Listen.